Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascape.
Drop in today for your delicious $8 coffee and cake special.
Nominations for the 2019 American Music Awards are out, with Post Malone leading the pack with 7 nods, including Artist of the Year, Favourite Male Artist for Pop Rock, and Favourite Artist for Rap Hip Hop, and he's also up for Favourite Song. Ariana Grande and Billie Eilish each snaffled 6 nods to tie for second most noms, both up for Favourite Female Artist, and Taylor Swift was nominated in 5 categories and could surpass Michael Jackson as the artist with the most AMA wins if she wins just 2 of the categories on the night, which airs November 24 from LA's Microsoft Theatre.
Lady Gaga's mum, Cynthia Germanotta, has spoken out about dealing with her daughter's depression on CBS.
So certainly when it happened in our house, I didn't know what to look for. As a parent, I wasn't prepared to really address this. Stephanie was very unique, and that wasn't always appreciated by her peers. And as a result, she went through a lot of difficult times, humiliated, taunted, isolated. What I didn't realize, because I wasn't prepared, is how to really deal with it.
Yeah. So you know how yesterday Selena Gomez dropped her new single, Lose You to Love Me?
Yeah.
And the internet was convinced it was about her ex, Justin Bieber, and so was his wife, Hailey Baldwin, who in minutes of the song dropping posted a song titled I'll Kill You that sent social media into a tailspin.
Yeah.
Well, Selena spoke to fans to be kind.
I am grateful for the response that the song is getting. I'm so grateful. However, I do not stand for women tearing women down, and I will never, ever be by that. So please be kind to everyone. If you're my fans, don't be rude to anybody, please. Don't go off and say things that you just feel in the moment.
And then a few hours later, she dropped another single called Look At Me Now.
They found love one summer, a little too wild for each other, shiny till it wasn't, feels good till it doesn't. It was her first real lover, his too till he had another. Oh girl, but she found out, trust levels went way down.
Sounds alright, doesn't it?
Sounds great.
Kanye West has finally previewed his Jesus is King album and documentary in Los Angeles on Wednesday night. The sound is typically Kanye, but the lyrics are G-rated and appear to be gospel-centric. That album officially drops tomorrow, Australian time.
And Paul Rudd has released a sneaky series on Netflix called Living With Yourself, which is absolutely brilliant. The premise of the dark comedy is centred around his character Miles Elliott, who is disillusioned with life and wants to be the best version of himself, but ends up getting cloned.
I woke up in a spa, went to work, and came home. I woke up in a grave, and then I walked for 6 hours to find whatever the f*** you are.
Now, there's two me's, but there's one life. So, what do you suggest we do?
Maybe he has a brain tumor.
Inoperable, I hope.
He's better than me in everything. With work, with Kate.
Are you seriously jealous of you?
To Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.